It's time for the pub quiz playoffs round two. It's a very different season.
Playoffs round two?
Yeah, it was John. Is he last week?
So why am I here?
Round one. Because you're in the playoffs. He says it's,
I
a
didn't
different
get relegated.
It's a different structure.
Is it not? It doesn't.
It's a franchising system now,
Hold
Sam.
Hold on.
It just means I pick whenever someone's around.
I beat you.
Yeah, you did, yeah. Well done. Still doesn't mean you're safe. No, still doesn't mean you're safe. You've got to get the criteria around the stadium right and everything like that, that's all. It's like rugby league. No one knows the structure anymore. It just happens.
I think we need another review.
Oh, I see. I see. Well, we'll get into that. We'll take it to the Court of Arbitration for Sport to see what they say. Anyway, Kat's here. How are you doing, Kat?
Good, thank you.
Looking forward to the pub quiz playoffs round two.
Yeah, I didn't know it was playoffs either. I thought Jerry and Izzy were permanent members.
Oh, no, I see. It's all changing. It's all changing.
Scary.
But you got a good quiz for us today, Kat.
Yeah, Darren got two or three.
Two or three. He's usually good on the general knowledge parts. Mm. So I'll give him that. I'll give him that. Is he excited to make another comeback 2 weeks in a row?
Yes, I love it.
Happy days. That's the enthusiasm we like to see on the pub quiz right there. Sam, take some notes. Anyway, let's have a crack at the quiz, shall we? Go for the pub quiz team names first off, shall we, Catherine?
Oh,
so, Sam, do you want to go first?
Ridiculous. That's it.
That's it?
Just how I'm feeling.
Fair enough, then. Fair enough. Nothing
just
on
ridiculous
the,
just situation.
A ridiculous situation. Fair enough. I'll give you that. It is a fairly ridiculous situation, but we'll get there. We'll get there. Is it after an absolutely blistering start to the Impossible Pub Quiz team name last week? This is why you're back. I want to hear another go.
Well, I thought my team name was amazing last week.
Mm.
But because you guys didn't think it was that good, I thought I need a bit of magic in mine this week. So I've gone for Wingardium Triviosa.
Oh, I do like that.
Playing to the quizmaster there, I think.
And she's nicked my seat. Sat there for two seasons.
Darren liked that too. Darren's just clapped his hand.
I think you might have won that one. as with all my team names, I do have a long and convoluted story that introduces it.
It's a Monday, Danny.
I've gone for, obviously, it's the Labour Party conference down in Brighton. And it's always the start of a good story when you mention that. And they always have fantastic little bits of memorabilia at all party conferences, you know what I mean?
Right.
You used to get, you know, plates with a picture of Margaret Thatcher on them at a Conservative Party conference. And Jeremy Corbyn has some great ones down there. They've got usual stuff, anti-war mugs and so on. But they've also got one that's poems for Jeremy Corbyn.
Oh my gosh.
I've gone for poems of Jeremy Corbyn.
Oh, that's quite good.
It's a tenner. I don't know who's buying that.
You.
Singing, tell you what, I tell you what I want, some poems for Jeremy Corbyn. 50 in there, though, to be fair. So, you know.
I'm sorry, I stopped listening.
No, didn't you? No worries.
Labour Party conference, gone.
Ah, fair enough then, fair enough. But
sure, it was good.
It was all right. It wasn't a bad one this week. At least it had an anchor to the news and current affairs. So shall we go for number one, Kat?
Which Premier League manager has an asteroid named after him?
Oh, yeah, of course there's one. I don't know, though.
Darren knew
Premier League
one.
Manager now?
Yep.
I don't know about this. By the looks of you, I'm guessing it's not Sean Dyche.
Dyche?
Because otherwise you'd have known.
Yeah, I've not heard that. So we can maybe rule one out.
There's
David Farber's the kind of guy that would.
Yeah, but it sounds like a present for you, doesn't it? If you're going to get a present for something like that. You know, so I've named an asteroid after.
Do you know if it's a bought one, Kat, or if it's been named after him?
Or is it
done on like something numbers and then that person's name? So I imagine it's been named after him.
Oh, so the asteroid, he was named after an asteroid? Asteroid named after him?
Named after him.
Fair enough. That's a con, look, it's an arm, man. Any guesses, is it?
No.
Fair enough.
Okay. Were you relieved when Sam said Wagner?
Yeah.
Should we go for number two, Kat?
There's a sport in Finland where you have to throw what electrical object?
Sport in Finland, electrical object.
Yeah.
Electrical object?
Yeah.
So like
by the way, is he, Wagner's first name's George.
Yeah.
Just to let you know.
The great George Wagner asteroid. 125.
Okay.
Should we go for number three, Kat?
Kite flying is a professional sport in which country?
See, I've only really seen... I didn't even know that
kite
was a sport.
Flying.
Yeah.
Yes.
Does that mean they were playing a sport in Mary Poppins? That's the only time I've really seen
No,
kite
I don't think
flying.
They were competing. I think they were using okay. Kites to get around there.
What if it's
demons.
Not? To get them around their what?
Around their demons.
Hell.
I'm so lost now.
Mary Poppins, they weren't competing with them.
Oh,
just
right,
going
I thought you meant this country.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, yeah. It's like, wow.
No, they use this as a sport, full-on sport.
Oh, participant right. Participant
sport.
Proper competitive type yeah. stuff, like yeah. local rivalries and derbies and...
I assume so.
You know, fair enough then, fair enough. You're a fan of kite flying there, is he?
I've done it before, actually, yeah. I got enough. Pulled over though.
What?
I fell.
Oh, yeah. Right, I thought you meant the police had stopped
no.
you.
You can't no, be, like, I was flying this that. Kite and I just... It just went with the wind and it just fell forward and it just went flying.
Oh, fair enough then. Yeah. Fair enough. As long as there was no trouble with the police in yeah. that.
No, no.
Yes. Should we go for number four, Kat?
What is special about the film Angels with Filthy Souls, which is used in Home Alone to scare away the baddies?
Oh,
oh yeah, yeah. What's special about it?
Mm.
Can you say it one more time?
Special.
What is special about the film Angels with Filthy Souls, which is used in Home Alone to scare away the baddies? Keep the change, you filthy animal.
I've got no reference
I've got
to that whatsoever.
New team name.
Oh, fair enough then. Fair enough.
Okay.
You've not seen Home Alone?
I've seen Home Alone. All I remember is Donald Trump in it.
That's Home Alone 2.
Well, it's Home Alone franchise, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not like I was saying that and it was somewhat ridiculous. Hmm. I don't know. I've got no idea with any of these questions so
oh,
far.
No.
Nowhere
Sorry.
Near.
I have no idea.
Nah, well, fair enough, fair enough. Should we go for number five, Kat?
Okay, this is the closest to the pin one. How many times did the Beatles use the word love in their songs?
Oh!
All songs.
All of the songs.
All songs.
Yeah. I think I've seen something about this.
Hmm.
As a musical DJ. I really should know.
You should.
DJ, DJ.
There we go. That's it. That's going on the soundboard.
On.
Sound like those keyboards you used to get yeah. when you were a kid.
All the teachers used to tell you off as well, like music class.
Oh, they always DJ, used to keep up with that.
Is that titles or is that all lyrics?
All lyrics.
All lyrics. I'm going to have a think about all of these. So far, I've just written down the questions. Sam, how have you felt about it so far?
I don't know. It's okay, I think. Well, it's one of those that you could guess and get five.
Yeah.
Or get zero.
That's how I'm feeling. Izzy?
I have a feeling I've got 0 points.
Fair enough, fair enough.
I have a feeling that Izzy looked at my paper a minute ago.
Oh,
oh it's all happening.
We'll have to put it out there.
We'll have to have an inquiry about this. And we'll be back right after these advertisements. It's the... Time for the answers of the impossible pub quiz. Very difficult one, this one. Very, very, very difficult. And the first one has to be for the pub quiz team name, Catherine. Who gets the pub quiz team name?
Izzy redeemed herself. She put some Harry
yes.
Potter in there.
Yeah, fair enough, then. Just mine linked to news and current affairs. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
You took like 20
fine,
minutes
Catherine.
To tell the story.
It's fine, Catherine. That's fine. Should we go for number one then?
Which Premier League manager has an asteroid named after him?
Sam.
Jose Mourinho.
That's fair, yeah. Is he?
Oh, it was Wagner.
Fair enough.
George
yeah.
Wagner.
Yeah, that's the one from X Factor. I decided to go for a different angle, a bit of an educated guess.
Right.
You've not used this question before. And there's only one new manager there, so Roy Hodgson.
Arsene Wenger.
Oh, had him down. Had him down.
That's a shame, that is, Sam. That's a shame. Before, I just put Asteroid as well, so
yeah,
that's better.
I just thought because of Mourinho's personality.
Yeah.
Tip the edge.
That's fair enough. What's the full name of the Asteroid then, Cap?
Get back to me shortly.
No worries, no worries. We'll get back to you on that one. Should we go for number two?
A sport in Finland where you have to throw what electrical object?
I went for toaster. And because we are on the for the Labour Party conference, I went for John McDonnell toaster, which I'm sure is some memorabilia can get there. Not toaster, then?
No, it's not.
Oh, right, fair enough, then.
Iron.
No.
I went for a mobile phone.
Mobile phone.
What is this?
Yes!
To highlight something to do with recycling your mobile phone.
Fair enough. That's the technical answer there. That's what they put on the advertising board. Something to do with recycling mobile phones.
Izzy could take this.
I think you are going to be fair.
I probably won't now.
Should we go for number three, Kat?
Kite flying is a professional sport in which country?
Sam?
New Zealand.
Is it?
I went Australia.
I went for Bolivia.
Thailand.
Oh. I'd never have got that.
I did put Switzerland at first.
Wonder if they do it at the party conferences. Number four, Kat?
What is special about the film Angel with Filthy Souls? Angels with Filthy Souls, which is used in Home Alone to scare away the bats.
I forgot to put down a proper answer.
Right.
So I've just put down, you can buy the DVD at the Labour Party conference. Ticket, that's not the right answer.
No, it's not.
Fair enough then, Sam?
No, I put, it's not a real film, i.e. never released.
Oh, fair enough. I wish you'd have actually... Oh, that's a great answer, because they do that in films, don't they? They have, like, you know...
They do it in Trainwreck.
In Hot Fuzz, they had all films in a basket, none of them were real, apart from Shaun of the Dead. Do I get a point for that?
No.
Oh, is it?
I've guessed and put, it's not a Christmas film, but yet that saying is now on Christmas jumpers. I don't know if it is a Christmas film or not.
Sam was right, it's not a real film.
Well done. Well done, Sam. That may well be the best answer we've had on the Impossible Pub quiz, I'll give you that. That's just smart, and I like the question. No, no. I'm impressed by the question and the answer. Should we go for number five, Kat?
How many times did Beatles use the words love in their songs?
Sam.
10,001.
Oh, dear.
Wow, that's impressive.
Say a lot.
Impressive.
That's high.
It's impressive. Izzy?
1,500 I've put.
That's fine. I went for 569.
613.
What? Yes, redeem myself there.
They say about five times every song.
It's true, though, they do. It's true. I wonder if Hold Your Hands is in there as well.
Hands.
It's in every song. Or hand. Hands and hands. Or Hold Your Hand. The Beatles. Right, Kat, let's count up the right points, shall we? Sam, what did you get?
One.
Sam got one. Izzy?
Two.
Izzy got two, which means Izzy's the winner. So I got one. Saved myself from a nilling with that final one as well. So well done to Izzy there on getting 2 points. How do you find the quiz today, Sam?
It was all right. I quite enjoyed that one.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm relegated, though.
No, it's just... I'm just going to pick at some point.
Who's around, mean, Danny? Why am I here?
It's all part of the plan, Sam. Part of the plan. Izzy, did you enjoy the second week on the quiz? And a winner as well.
Yeah.
So well done to you there.
I'm very happy.
Well done there. And Kat, well done on creating the quiz.
Thanks.
I understood it this time as well, which was the great.
Did you not understand it last time?
No. There's a lot of things in there that are just like, what? What is happening? So, yeah, thanks a lot for joining us, gang. We'll have another one. Same time next week.